Hello and welcome to another episode of the CG Garage. This is episode... Sean? This is no episode, right?
This is no episode.
It's a preview.
Okay.
Of all the cool things. Because I didn't put a podcast out this week, I thought at least I'd let people know how excited I am about all the upcoming podcasts coming up.
Yeah.
And we had some really great ones in no particular order. I've got one that was not recorded at TSU, but it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to butcher his last name because he's I can't do it. But Igor, I also know him as Igor K. But Igor Knezovich. I think it's Knezovich. But
is it? Well, sounds
I don't
good
know,
to me.
But I'm always butchering his last name. I just know him as Igor. And he's a fantastic story. He's going to be coming up at some point. But as you know, I went to THU.
Which is?
Trojan Horse Was a Unicorn.
Thank you.
You know that.
I know that.
Yes.
Do they know that?
And I had enormous amount of really fantastic people there. So I figured I'd give people a little taste of the different people that were I met. And again, in no particular order. So I did one with Steve, also known as Spaz Williams, and Mark Dupay. And they are basically like best friends for like the last 28 years, 28 plus years or whatever it is. And they've been around for a long time. When they talk, they constantly interrupt each other like a married couple. It was pretty hilarious. But they did things on like the water weenie and Abyss, the T-1000 in Terminator 2.
Classic cinema.
And of course, the CG version of the T-Rex in Jurassic Park. So they were really kind of cool guys.
The game changers.
Game changers. And interestingly, as you know, that Jurassic Park had CG T-Rex and also practical T-Rex, yeah. I also interviewed Matt Winston, who is Stan Winston's son. And we talk about the CG, or I'm sorry, the practical
the robot
T-Rex, as well as a bunch of other things that's going on over at Stan Winston's workshop. Moby Frankie was there too, who is a fascinating concept artist who's worked at Valve and at Riot more recently. Really great guy. Brenda Chapman, director of Brave.
I love Brave.
You love Brave?
I do like Brave.
Yes, and she's also, I mean, she's also done a bunch of amazing work. So we talk about her history in animation, which is really fantastic. David Strasberg, do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Okay. His father was Lee Strasberg. He invented method acting.
Oh, see, that's why I would know.
Yeah, of course.
He invented method acting.
Yeah, so Lee Strasberg, the Lee Strasberg School, is Lee Strasberg School of Method Acting. So yeah. David Strasberg was there. It's his son. And we talked about the concept of acting or just to kind of convey emotions or get your things out there. Fascinating conversation with him. Mickey Willis, fascinating director who had some very life-changing experience after working search and rescue during 9/11. It's kind of a big deal. So talk to him about that stuff.
Heavy.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy. Ian Fales. Our good friend Ian Fales was also, and as you know, Ian Fales is used to be a reporter for FX Guide. He's now working freelance, and we had such a great time at THU talking about what it takes to actually get noticed on the internet. Like, what are some of the things that happen? And since this is a subject that I'm sure a lot of people would generally like to know, we've sort of covered a whole podcast on what it takes to get noticed on the internet. So I thought those were great conversations.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so lots of great stuff coming up. Really excited to do it. THU was an absolute blast. I recorded 7 podcasts while I was there, so really great stuff. So hopefully you guys will enjoy those coming up. Please stay tuned. And if you know, since there is no podcast next week, go back to the archives. Go find something that you haven't listened to and go check that out. All right, guys, thank you, and looking forward to releasing these new podcasts.